Kelman on CliffCentral.com.
She came in like a wrecking ball. She's got this brand new hair. It's like it's blonde. It's short.
Super Saiyan mode.
Super Saiyan mode.
Yeah.
I dig it. For someone that's never met you before but now knows that you have new hair, what else is there to know?
Oh, I'm on a new path.
Okay.
I don't drink anymore.
Okay, good.
I don't club anymore.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's been quite a while now, these past 36 hours.
It's been 3 weeks, okay? I'm so proud of myself.
That is very impressive.
I have no idea.
But you are a rock star. You are a blogger.
Yeah.
That's how we first met you. You are an influencer.
Are you reintroducing me because I haven't been online for a Okay.
I have to remind the people.
Okay.
People need to know. Did I miss anything?
No.
You've got a great sister. She's a sweetheart.
Coolest sister, coolest best friend.
You don't like jobs?
Don't like 9 to 5.
Yes.
Can't do it. Yeah, that's about it.
Have you found a bae in the past few weeks?
Nope. Unsuccessful. I've retired from even looking.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. That hasn't stopped people from trying though, right?
Yeah, my DMs are popping.
What's happening in the DM?
People are just saying, hi, we see you.
Well, now they're definitely going to see you with this new very blonde hair of yours.
Yeah, I'm excited. I mean, it's not the first time. I was blonde like a few months ago, and now I'm back to blonde because I feel like the purple just wasn't working for me. Yeah.
I really, really like it. Producer Kat, what do you think of the new blonde do?
Reminds you of my sister.
Why?
My sister, like, back in her singing days, she... Sorry, guys. She was a singer and she was famous for the blonde hair. Abuti
Yontweri. Yo, Yontweri Hamonati.
Yeah, so that's my sister.
Sister.
Yeah, Andile. And
damn,
she was famous for the
dope
blonde hair.
She's my inspiration.
It reminded me of another musician. It reminded me of Lebo Matosa because she did the blonde hair.
Hello.
Yeah, and she killed it. Okay, yeah, take the call. There you go, Producer Kat.
She's so rude.
She's so rude. She is, right? That's not just me. Okay, let's get into As Told by Twiggy. You have a very, very difficult life. You take a lot of photos. There are lots of people want to take photos of you.
I'm thinking what?
One of the things that you want to speak about today is deciding to do a photo shoot for fun and not getting money out of it, or to do a photo shoot where it's work and you're getting paid. Because everybody wants to photograph you. You've got like this look that everybody's after.
It's not even about me being like photographed. This whole chat started on Twitter when one of my friends was saying that it's so much easier for guys... for girls to get followers on social media if they just post photo shoot images. And it made me realize that it's become such a trend to like have these super good quality photos and post them on Instagram. And I feel like a lot of people see bloggers and models posting their campaign work and they think, I want to do that too. And they have photo shoots. So the problem with that with me is, I mean, go ahead, have a photo shoot if you want to, but don't copy me just for the sake of copying me. Like, there's a reason behind all the photo shoots that I do. Do you know what I mean? If you're doing it for fun and for your own reasons, then that's cool. But don't, like, go waste your money and book a photographer and get a stylist and a makeup artist and stuff just to be popping on Instagram. Do you know what I mean?
Because you're doing yours for actual brand campaigns.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So, like, a few of my followers did not agree with that and said that's the dumbest thing they've heard all day. And my mentions were just a mess this morning. Like, they dragged me.
Because you said don't take photos if you don't need to take photos.
Yes. They're like, no, people do whatever they want to do. They look up to you, blah, blah, blah. And I was just like, okay, cool. If I'm like a role model and stuff, I'm telling you, don't waste your money if you don't have a proper purpose of doing that.
I want to speak for a second, like, how you figure out somebody and if you would be friends with them by looking at their Instagram. Like, Teebs was on a little earlier, and he was saying that David Gandhi posts about 100 pictures of himself every day on Instagram.
Yeah.
And how does he even do that many photo shoots? But I sometimes, if I go into someone's Instagram and I just see, like, these very stylized photos of them.
Yeah.
Like, where they're modeling, but they're not a model. I kind of think, like, I don't know. I don't know if we would get along.
Probably not, because you're probably just vain and you have nothing else better to do with your life. So, I mean, I'll look at someone's Instagram, and if I see that you go out for, like, nice lunches and you travel, then definitely I want to be friends with you and do all that cool stuff with you. But if your Instagram is just, like, selfies and pictures of you modeling and you're not even a model or a blogger, then what are you doing?
I hear you. This is a problem.
Yeah.
But you're clearly doing a good job of selling it if people are following in your footsteps.
Yeah, but let's not copy and paste. It's not cool. Like, even as influencers, like, I'm not trying to be like Lulama Wolf or Sia, you know, like, I'll see what they're doing and I'll give them props, but I'm not going to go jump on Adidas because they on Adidas. Do you know what I mean? I'll stick to what I'm doing, and if a brand approaches me, then it approaches me. But I'm not gonna try be like everyone else. Like, it's so easy to be you. I don't understand why people don't want to do that.
But you see, well, that's a very loaded question, and I think it's because people are afraid sometimes to be themselves. It's hard. It's not that easy. For some, it comes easier than others.
I guess, but it's like frustrating to see like
copycats. Yeah, I hear you.
Yeah.
Okay, we have to have a very important conversation now about the Taxify versus Uber. I didn't even know that Taxify was a thing.
Oh my God, it's a thing. So they emailed me like a few weeks ago and they asked me to like jump on. And I was like, well, I've been having the worst experiences with Uber, so why not? And today I decided to try it out. And it's like how Uber was at the beginning, where like the quality is good and the driver calls you and the driver drives to where you are specifically and everything. So it's like
what is it?
It's literally Uber.
Okay.
But it's cheaper. Like the rates are cheaper.
Oh really?
Yeah.
Do they have lots of drivers?
They don't have a lot of drivers yet, because I think it's still fairly new in South Africa. But I had a really, really good experience with them. And I think my rating on Uber is really crap, so I get all the crappy drivers.
Wait, I want to see your rating.
How do you check?
I can check. I can tell you now.
Okay, please don't tell everyone.
Of course I'm going to tell everybody. What do you think it is out of 5?
It's probably like a 3, because I literally, or like 2, I get the worst drivers.
It's not because you've been chundering in the Uber.
Oh my God! What is wrong with you?
Come on, Twiggy. You
that
look
was
like you
once.
Could, looks like you could get deep down and dirty in an Uber.
That was literally once after the J. Cole concert. Oh my God!
I've got to rate your past ride. Was Temba good or bad?
Oh, just give him a 5. I'm trying to get a 5.
Submit. All right.
Oh, he's the guy that brought me here today. Now, actually.
Okay. Yes. Yeah. There we go. Now I've got to remember how you check someone's Uber rating.
So you see, the problem with Taxify is that I was at the hair salon now and I tried to book with them again, but because there aren't as many drivers around, it was going to take me longer to get here. Whereas when I booked the Uber, the driver was literally 2 minutes away. So they need to get more drivers, then I'll definitely be like a Taxify ambassador.
That's it, yeah. Listen, it's amazing how quickly this technology has, I don't know, becomes so integral in all of our lives.
Yeah. But, I need to tell you about my Uber experience.
What happened?
So, I had a Stokinico event, like, a few months ago. So, what I usually do, I'll take, like, the Gautrain train everywhere, because I'm from Soweto. So, my plan is to take the Gautrain train from Park Station to Sandton City, and then Uber to the event. So, I get to Sandton City, and I book my Uber, and my driver was, like, in a panic. He called me in a panic, like, oh my God, you need to come outside and be here now. And I was just wondering, what's wrong with this guy? And we just kept calling back and forth, and he kept moving, which was frustrating me, because I was running late. Only to find out that the drivers were, like, chasing him around Sandton City. So eventually we decided to move to meet by the Radisson Blue, and they chased me down West Street, and they were literally willing to attack me. Like, the meter cab drivers were willing to attack me, and then obviously my Uber driver drove away, and it was just so like terrifying, because it was like 7 o'clock at night and I was being chased by like these shady guys. So, and that's also another thing that's making me want to move away from Uber, because with Taxify, like, they'll have like a BMW fetch you even though you're paying like Toyota Corolla rates.
Okay, well, that's a good look. Yeah, your Uber rating, by the way, is 4.37 stars out of 5. So that's
but
not
apparently
bad.
That's bad.
No, that's good. It's out of 5. That's very. If you got 87% for something in school, you would have been delighted.
But my driver was like, "Why is your rating so bad?" And I asked him why, and it was something like 4. Something.
He was lying. He's a douchebag.
How did you even check this? Wow.
Okay, it's in settings. It's very easy. I want to speak about something that Casper Nyevest and Paul Tusi are doing that you think is very interesting. They are doing a campaign around savings.
Yes. So I think the reason why I started blogging at the beginning was to find like cheaper alternative products and things to do for those that couldn't afford like a big lavish life, which I sort of literally lost track of. So when I saw this campaign, it reminded me of like the reason why I started blogging. And I think it's really, really, really cool. And like the build up to the campaign, I don't think anybody realized what they were doing. So like, I'm super, super obsessed with it. And I think they chose 2 really, really good ambassadors, I guess. Yeah. it's really cool.
So what is it all about?
So basically, they are literally saving in their normal everyday life. So, for example, Casper's put his house up on Airbnb for when he's gone on tour. Yeah, and then Pearl Tusi the one time posted like images of her working out at home and saying how it's easy to stay fit without spending a lot of money by going to like Virgin Active. So, yeah, they've been using examples like that, and there's this whole big video. I'll put the link up on my Twitter later for everyone to watch. Even with Casper's music video, like you can see all the different ways that he's been like saving. And I mean, he's a rapper, and they like spend so much money popping bottles and stuff. So I think it's such a cool way to like inspire young kids to not aspire to be that.
I take it, yeah, we have a huge problem with people not saving enough money in South Africa.
Yeah. And I mean, I think a lot of people, even those that don't look up to Pearl and Casper, like just for each other, like I will want to be in like the latest, I want to carry the latest Gucci bag just so that Lesedi, my sister, can see that I'm wearing Gucci and all of that stuff, and then she's going to want to get herself a Gucci bag. Just how we influence each other, it's like a good thing to have like Pearl and Casper's role models to show us that actually stop trying to live out of your budget. Like, you can still be cool while living on a budget. So
absolutely,
I think it's really, really cool.
It's a good message. It's a good message.
Yeah.
Alright, let's shift gears for a second. The Fitness Bunny and the 2 million Kune, they broke up.
I'm like, Fitness Bunny?
She's a Fitness Bunny.
I forget that's what she's known for. See, that's the thing that sucks about relationships, that people just know you as whoever ever's girlfriend.
Butler Mpisane.
Yes.
Yes, okay. Because I was just remembering that's her name, because it says, yeah, Fitness Bunny.
Cat.
She's a Fitness Bunny,
no,
yeah.
She is. No, she really is, and she inspires me to have a hot body, but she does not inspire me to be in a relationship.
No, but hang on now. You know, the other day we were speaking about her when we were doing our celebrity news segment with The Juice, because she broke up with the 2 million Kune.
Yeah.
And I was going onto her Instagram while we were speaking about it, and it was locked, because she locked it after they broke up or whatever.
Yeah.
Because she announced the breakup on her Instagram. And now I'm going on to, now her Instagram's
open
again.
I guess because people are over it.
Oh, yeah, but can I say, when your last post is you getting onto the scale, and you say from 77 to 72 kgs in 6 weeks, aiming for 60, and it's literally a video of you getting onto a scale,
Tell her to download Snapchat.
I'm not that inclined. It's a Snapchat video that she's put onto Instagram.
God.
I'm not that inclined to follow her. Doesn't seem like she's someone that's going to add massive value to my life.
Yeah, but see, that's what's happening. A lot of, like, we're making silly people famous. That's what's happening right now. This is like a perfect example of how, like,
she's just famous
for no reason. But, yeah, like I said, she's inspired me to be fit, but, like, why would I go post that I've broken up with my bae? Who cares?
Which you did post.
We don't care. Like, what must we do? And that's the thing with being so open on social media, is that she went and posted that, then everyone probably attacked her saying, oh, we don't care. And then she locked her Instagram because now she doesn't want to know what people have to say. But you are inviting us into your private life. What do you expect us to do and say?
She's got a lot of Instagram followers. My word, 261,000.
For doing what? For being fit? Okay, because she's fit. Okay. Sorry.
Yeah, she's fit.
I need to remind myself.
She's
a
Fitness Bunny.
Yes, she is. She is. But, like, that's, you know, I don't know. Stop dating famous people. Like, I don't know. She must work on her career now. Now that she got her, like, 5 minutes of fame on the internet for breaking up with E2 Million.
Okay.
Yeah.
He doesn't have the best track record when it comes to women.
Yeah, shame. I really feel sorry for him. I wonder what he's doing wrong. Not that I care, because apparently soccer players are also a no-go. So, I don't know, shame.
Is what it is. Is there anything else we need to touch base on?
No, I don't know, I just missed you guys.
I missed you too.
I mean, once I tell you what I've been doing, when I'm allowed to say, then you'll understand why I've been so flaky.
So MIA.
Yeah.
Producer Kat, you think that Twiggy's going to make it up to us with whatever it is she's been working on, that she's left us destitute on the streets of Rivonia for these past few weeks?
We like sneakers, we like sweaters, and we like chocolate.
Okay, yes. And a Lilo and Stitch cover for your MacBook.
Yes, yes, of course.
Yeah, Producer Kat was showing me Lilo and Stitch covers for MacBook earlier, alluding to the fact that she needs one of these as soon as possible.
I just don't understand why you won't get me one.
I don't understand why you won't get yourself one.
It's only $14.
It's usually how these things work, is you buy it for yourself.
No, you can get people to buy things for you.
I'm not a blesser. Yesterday...
Yeah, who called you a low-key blesser?
Yeah, Bayile was here yesterday. He said to me, Ari, you look like a low-key blesser.
Why?
I have no idea.
No, I think she is just... I don't know. He just wants everyone to be a blesser. He called someone else on MTV a blesser as well. Maybe he's trying to be a blesser.
He did say he was a bit of a blesser.
Oh,
he also said he was a bit of a blessee. But I mean,
Oh my God.
Sorry, wow. Twiggy, how do we touch base all day?
You can follow me on Twitter and Instagram and Snapchat at Twiggy Molly, MOLI.
Fantastic. This new hair looks fantastic. You are very, very cool. Thank you very much for stopping by. That there is As Told by Twiggy.
Yay. Nick Hellman on CliffCentral.com.